This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, March 15th. While volatility continues in the cattle market Thursday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
A shift in focus to the tight supply to a rising beef production into the second quarter might make a major top type action likely here over the near term. First factor is that short-term weather, very poor for cattle. Drop in production from the fourth quarter to the first quarter. It looks to be the third largest drop on record. And that's been the main reason for the very strong gains we've seen in the cattle market in the first quarter. From the first quarter to the second quarter, beef production is expected to increase, likely the largest increase from quarter to quarter we've seen in 12 years.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 8 at 441 and a half. March corn was up 4 and a quarter at 362 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hardwood runner wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down a quarter point, ranging from 611 and a half to 626 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were up 2, ranging from 662 and a half to 677 and a half. Live cattle for April were up 72 and a half cents at 127.47 and a half. March feeder cattle were down 45 cents at 141 even, and March Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1494.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.